Okay, off the top of my head, this is security. And remember, we've got a few different types. We're going to talk about the basic home business ID and personal security. Remember, we've got that, we've got financial security, health security, life in general security, and the final one is the spiritual key, I call it. Let's get to home security. Now, as you may or may not know, I've done a lot with security systems, and I think they really bring a lot of comfort to the home. Especially if you have the kind where you can turn them on when you're in the home and the motion detectors don't work, but any sensors that are broken, like doors or windows, an alarm goes off, so you can sleep in peace. Now, sometimes that doesn't work well with kids or forgetfulness. Also, you have a panic button you can push, and it sets off a loud alarm instantaneously, and it alerts the police. Very secure thing to have. That really helps. It adds a lot more peace to hanging around the home. Plus, when you're gone, all the motion sensors are activated and online. So if something goes on in the house, it'll alert. We've even had the police call us, not because anything happened, but the sensor went off. So it's very comforting to know that. And as you know, all security systems, good ones, have cameras all over. Criminals hate cameras, and they avoid them like the plague. There's another thing with home security, is you can get signs to put on your doors and windows that say you have a security system. And we do. And when you start looking at statistics, hardcore criminals will just avoid. They'll go to the next house. A lot of them will. Now, here's one more thing. Now, this is true in every security thing. There are no guarantees. I don't care how secure you are. There's only one thing that guarantees security, and that's the last one we're talking about, that key. But, like, you can have the best security system, and someone can figure a way around that. It's percentages. It's like, are you 99% more secure than having a no security system? I'd say, I play numbers, you know, I'm a numbers guy. I'd say, yeah, let's have a good home security where you can look at somebody comes to the door, you can see them, you can talk to them. Even if you're in another state or at work, they won't know that you're at work. You're just talking to them, say, no, I just leave it on the porch. I'm busy now. I'm in the shower or whatever. And they'll leave because some, you know, criminals, sometimes they come up pretending to be salesmen or delivering packages, and then they're really just checking out to see what they can get into. So security systems are really good for your home and for your business and for your kids and for your family, and we can sell them. That kind of covers the mechanical stuff, but I also wanted to talk about ID security. That's very important, at least as important as home security. Your identity, your credit cards, your IDs, your bank accounts. And you've heard of LifeLock. Well, we've got one that's actually quite, I think, better than that. They're just more on the ball. And it protects you against those dark web people stealing your identity, which can be a pain in the kazoo. I'm not going to talk too much about personal security because, you know, that requires protecting yourself from bodily harm. But I'm not going to get too much in that because that's a whole different game. Though I'm into it, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about how to protect your home, your business, your cars, with real good security systems, and the whole aspect of identity security, protecting your ID, your accounts, all your private paperwork and those kind of things to keep from being ripped off, you know, mortgages and all those kind of things. Again, nothing's 100% sure, but these are about as good as you can get. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the financial hedge. As you may or may not know, we have systems that you can buy, like a security system, and then we have ways where you can make money off those systems. Our goal is $5,000 a month. Some people are so financially stable they don't need it. A lot of people, an extra $5,000 a month is security. We'll talk about that in the appropriate tape. But what we're going to talk about right now is how to make money with selling security systems. Now, this is a brief on if you choose to sell security systems. We have all the training. We have all the systems. Basically, it's kind of like a pass-off. You find somebody interested, and then you pass it off to the security guys, and they'll do the sale for you. So, but we have all the training available to do that. That's if you want to do that, just give us a call, and we can go specifically in that, and then you see if you want to do it. And if you do, you create passive residual income, plus it opens up a lot more doors. So that's it on the sales. It's not that tough. We train you. When I talk about that, it's only if your personality resonates with what we're talking about. If it doesn't resonate with selling security systems, don't worry about it. Just get a security system so you can experience that peace of mind. There's other ways to create this financial hedge. They're personality dependent. That's what our system is about. We got four or five of them in other ways. What we do is find out your personality and try to fit in a $5,000 a month passive residual income system for you. Remember to get back with the person who gave you this, or to go to 777harvest.com and sign up for email, or just call us. All you want is just a security system. Go to 777harvest.com. There's links to get there. To recap this tape, it talks about pure security systems that give you a lot of peace of mind. It talks about how you can make serious money if you want to sell security systems. You don't have to. And it also says there's another pathway, not in this tape, but later on, where there are other paths to make $5K a month. That's $5,000 a month. That's what we call a nice security hedge. God bless, and may you experience incredible peace of mind often and consistently.